We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we have a couple guests in the studio. We're going to be talking about some holiday-themed events coming up. That's why we have the bumper music. Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler to my right. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Gina Snyder, Director of the Downtown Manhattan, Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan, Inc. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This is exciting. I'm looking forward to this all week here, this short week, and we got a lot of fun holiday-themed events starting this week.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you can start off in Whoville this Friday. You're going to have the tree lighting. I think it's the ninth annual, tree lighting down there at Whoville, Blue Earth Plaza. Going to be a great event. And, prior to that, it's been going for a few days. We've got the 12 drinks at Christmas. If you haven't visited all the various restaurants downtown, each one's got a specialty drink, and you can pick up your passport at either DMI or the Wings coffee shop.
That's cool. I haven't done that yet. So how long do I have to partake in that?
It ends on December 1st.
Okay, I need to hurry then.
Yes, you do, especially when you're trying to get 13 drinks in.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah, you can only handle a couple a night. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's exciting. And Friday, of course, is the big deal downtown with the Blue Earth Plaza. I know Dave's going to be there. Dave's emceeing, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Dave's emceeing it.
All right.
And that's at 7 o'clock, in case we didn't mention that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to that. Had a little visit last night, getting all the plans in place. It's a 68-foot tall tree.
68
yes.
feet.
It's wow. big. It's big.
Amazing.
It's lit. Gorgeous.
And then we're looking forward to next Friday. It'll be the 3rd. We're going to have the 20th annual Manhattan Holiday, Spirit of the Holidays Lighted Parade.
And that is a fun event. I've been to every one of them so far since I've been here. And I think the cool thing is that everything's lit. There's lights is a requirement.
That is the only requirement, truly. We are actually here today to issue some challenges out in the community with regards to the parade. And as you're probably aware, knowing the two of us, we are very Christmassy, and we really are trying to grow this parade by leaps and bounds. And I've just discovered recently that if we can get 85 entries at some point in the next couple of years, we will be the largest lighted Christmas parade in Kansas. So we have a goal. We have a goal.
Yeah, and it's real easy to enter in the parade. You don't have to build a massive float. We have two prizes. One is a foot float prize. So all you need to do is just put on a costume or just put on your coat and add lights. Get a wagon, walk down the street, decorate your dog. Mm-hmm. A couple of folks are going to bring dogs to, light up. Animals are always fun on there. We also have a bicycle float. So if you've got a bicycle, you can put some lights on your bicycle and take part in the parade. And so it's real easy to do. Any groups, church groups, Boy Scout troops, anybody like that can dress up. I think one year one of the groups that won the prize was a school group, and they dressed up like Christmas packages.
Yep.
And they were hiking down the street, and that was pretty cool. We got pictures of that.
You really can get super creative without spending a lot of money. You don't have to build an extravagant float at all. So we're just encouraging the community to come out in any way that they want to. Neighbors, church friends, organizations, sports teams, just gather and decorate a car or walk in the parade. Just be lighted.
Yeah, and a lot of this is to benefit also the Flint Hills Bread Basket.
Yeah, originally that's what it was created for, and at the beginning of the parade to be a banner, Flint Hills Bread Basket will be there, and there'll be a couple of carts. Blueville has volunteered to give us some carts. It'll be lit up, and they'll be walking at the beginning of the parade. And if you bring a couple canned goods, you can stick them in your pocket, and you can add them to that cart, and it'll go down to the bread basket. They'll also take cash if you've got money. That's no problem. We'll take that, too.
Wonderful. That's a great – what a great opportunity for the whole community to just come together and do something fun and nice. And on a Friday night, it's an easy night to get away from most people. And, it goes down points and then comes through Aggieville and all that good stuff. And to me, it's my favorite parade. Of course, the Veterans Day Parade is one thing, and I love the Veterans Day Parade. It's fabulous. But something about the holidays, I don't know. I just love it.
Well, one thing that's going to be different and super exciting this year with regards to the parade is another event that the mayor himself thought up, and that is Knights of Lights. And that is the current competition we have right now with our outdoor dining platforms and patios that are all lit up. If you haven't been down there, they are in a light fight with each other. There's currently a vote going on for People's Choice Awards for best favorite, fan favorite, most popular lighted platform. And then the mayor himself is going to award the Mayor's Best in Show trophy. And I'm telling you what, these trophies are outrageously fun. So while you're at the parade, you will also, the voting will be over by the parade, but you will also be able to take part of that whole kind of festive atmosphere that you were just describing, because all of those platforms will also be lighted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. A couple of them really went all out down there, and I've been having an interesting time, you know, doing the 12 drinks of Christmas and checking out the platforms at the same time.
Yep.
So really getting a kick out of that.
Yeah. I drove by the other day, and my kids were looking out the window and just going gog over a couple of them. So, yeah, it's neat to see that. And, you know, I know you've talked about this win, about wanting to make Manhattan just kind of the Christmas capital here of the state.
That's it. I think Manhattan, we should own the spirit of the holidays. We should own Christmas. This is where we want people to come to, you know, to dine, to have fun, to take part in our events. And more important, spend their money so we can collect that sales tax.
Absolutely. And that's a good segue into what's happening Saturday here.
Yes.
I should definitely get your thoughts on shopping small and shopping local.
Yes. Well, we would need about 3 hours of time for me to carry on about that. But I just want to remind everyone that for every $100 that you spend at a local business, 68 of those dollars stays in this community and recirculates. Of course, I love Small Business Saturday. I think it's a great day to celebrate and honor small businesses, but Small Business Saturday really should translate into small business all days. So we want you, of course, to come out and make intentional purchases at local businesses for the gift-giving season, but really to sort of make that change in your mind about really being intentional year-round in supporting local businesses. It's so important.
Absolutely. You can do like a string of like three different things. You can go get your hair cut,
yep,
have lunch, and then maybe go buy something at one of the stores downtown.
Correct.
Easy peasy. Yep. Then you've contributed to three different locations. You spread it around that
way. That's right. And if everyone in the community did that, it really would have an impact on our local economy. And that's not just me saying that. That's proven time and time again. You can look up statistics on the Small Business Administration website about how powerful the local dollar is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun here. Of course, we got the Festival of Lights. We have the parade back-to-back Fridays here. We got the new shuttle going on downtown as well. How's that going so far?
So it was very interesting. I happened to be out with my husband on Saturday night, and in a couple of different places doing the 12 drinks of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we, in two separate locations, we happened to be behind people who were wanting to get on the district loop and go to Aggieville. And they were so excited when they scanned the QR code at the on the tabletops. They were like, hey, if we want to get to Aggieville, we need to pay up here and jump on the loop and get down and go to Aggieville in time to come back to our car. So far, just anecdotally, I mean, that was really the first weekend. Twice I've seen that happen. I know personally we have had people, business professionals in our building that used it on Saturday night. So hopefully people will use it. It's free to do it. And this is a pilot program, so we need to really use it right now in order to keep it a thing.
All right.
Yeah, and the idea is to help with the parking and make it, you know, easy to visit a whole bunch of places.
Yep.
So, you know, you hop on the loop and you can travel. The other thing that's of interest is ATA has made all the buses free during the time frame the loop is operating. So, yes, you know, you can use any of the buses during the normal hours that the loop is operating. Of course, now the loop operates a little bit later than the normal bus routes, though, because it goes Saturday till 10.
We have, in this short amount of time frame, just to add one more thing, we have heard feedback and have gotten feedback that they wish that the loop went later in the evening. This is not a late night, air quotes, service right now, but it seems like that's what's going to be the demand if you're really trying to get between downtown and Aggieville on a Friday or Saturday night.
Interesting. That'd be interesting to see if that could go forward. You know, I was just thinking here as we were talking, Wamego does this really nice thing where they have the totos around town. What if we had some sort of, I love scavenger hunts, a bunch of Santa Clauses or something downtown Manhattan. Maybe that could be something for next year.
Yeah, we've thought about that. In fact, the Johnny Caw, Friends of Johnny Caw group, thought about doing that with some little Johnny Caw statues.
Oh, okay.
And putting about 10 or 12 of those around. So that may be something that comes up in the future.
But Brandon, that's a great idea. I think you should get on the Santa.
What does Johnny Caw think of that?
Well, we've got a few other interesting. If you go to the CVB website, there's a Spirit of the Holidays. It's got 22 different links to events. And like when you're talking about Santa Claus, Aggieville is going to have a SantaCon this year. Be the first time. And that should be an interesting event. We'll see how many folks show up for that.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. When's that going to be taking place?
I don't have the date on top of my head. I'm
searching.
It's on Saturday after the parade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And then you've got the Red Cedar Harvest coming up, where you can go out to the park and cut down the red cedar trees because they're taking over the park. So this gives us you get a free tree, and Parks and Rec gets some free tree removal. And I've gone to that every year. That's a lot of fun. That's like a Norman Rockwell moment. You know, the weather's nice. You go out there, take pictures. People got their little saws. The kids are out there. It's a great event.
Also on Saturday, in association with Whoville, which is the nonprofit private organization that raises the money and puts up the display in Blue Earth Plaza of the tallest tree in Kansas, they also do a family Christmas carnival on Saturday, December 4th. And that is from 11 to 2 this year. And they just go all out. They have so many things for kids to do. It is an absolute blast for kids. It's really, really, it's just a fun time for children to come out and do all kinds of Christmas activities. And, of course, our horse-drawn carriages will be there that day.
Nice. Do you still have the mailbox there for letters for Santa? Can we do that?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yep, that's going to be there also. And, of course, once the tree's lit Friday, you can go down any night, walk through and enjoy the lights, the music.
Carriage rides.
Yep, great place to be.
Carriage rides are fun. I haven't done that in a while, so that we'll be looking forward to doing that again. Hopefully the weather will be not too cold here in December, but
we've been really fortunate the last couple of years. When we were doing the carriage rides last year, there was one night when I didn't even have a jacket on. Mm-hmm. It was great. Knock on wood.
Yeah, we've had good weather for the parade. I'll be working next week decorating old Engine 1 again. I got tons of lights I got to drag down and spend about 3 days getting it decorated. So that's my challenge to you. Can you come to the parade and decorate better than old Engine 1?
That's right. And also, we failed to mention, if you are interested in being in the parade, a participant in the parade, you can sign up online at downtownmhk.com. It's just a very basic online form, and we'd love to have you.
All right. Sounds very good. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and we look forward to some great Christmas-themed events here over the next few weeks.
Yes. Thank you, Bren.
Thanks so much.
All right.